Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, you're about to listen to this week's episode of Sofa Cinema Club. Just before we get started, this is your reminder to go and follow or subscribe to us wherever you are listening to this podcast. All the support is greatly appreciated. Now, it's time to enjoy this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Bong.
I knew it. I was fucking watching it last night, and I went, I fucking love it. I know it's that. It's the only surname, isn't
it's
it?
But it's the one, Ben Bong.
Yeah,
I've got a new job. Wait, I'm Bong Inside Out too.
I think you should keep that, you know.
Ben Bong. Do you know what? I might change my name on Corey.
Legally change it.
Ben Bong. Brilliant name, brilliant.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week we set a film for the other to watch, then we come into the studio and we talk about what we loved, hated and rated about the film. Now the beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home and then join us every Thursday to find out what we thought. This week's film has been chosen by you guys at home, the audience, and it is Inside Out. But before we get into talking all things Inside Out, as always, how's your week been? What have you been up to? Before we get straight into that, quickly, apologies if I'm sounding weird, sounding off. We're on the old Zoom, aren't we?
Yeah, we're not in studio.
And you're in the loo.
Yeah.
So it sounds a bit echoey.
Well, I'm in my Corey dressing room and I had to rush home to get all my stuff because I knew I was going to have to do the podcast here. And I rushed back to work and I opened my bag and I've left the key element for my microphone. So I've not got a mic, have I?
No, so you're just recording via the audio on, like, the laptop or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But you two are going to sound amazing, and I'm going to sound really weird.
No, I don't know. I always sound a bit like I'm in a loo.
And you've painted your Zoom backdrop, haven't you? It amazes me and Jack now, because we obviously used to be on Zoom all the time, and we avoid doing it now, don't we? We try and get in studio when we can. But
yeah.
Ben's had a redeck, hasn't he, Jack?
I preferred it before.
That's the first thing you said.
He's painted his office, like, white, basically.
You know those whites you buy?
Off-white.
Yeah, but it's, like, something in it.
Posh white.
Posh white. That's what they need to call it, posh white. It is white, but posh white. Because it was dark blue before.
I liked that.
I know, but it got a bit much in the winter.
What do you mean?
Bit depressing.
You've only got a tiny light here. Tiny window. So he was a bit like, anyway, I've gone for the refurb and the painting on the wall.
Yeah, I think the next time you do a live link on This Morning or Good Morning Britain, it's, yeah, it's going to look great. Yeah. It is going to. I could just see the producer going, And what quite is that picture behind you? Seeing as we're a podcast and you can't see, describe the picture, Ben.
It's a naked man. Looks like that.
It's a naked man and woman, one with a bull's head and one with a horse's head, wrestling.
My favourite.
The big news, I guess, it's been a while since we updated you on our latest live show. So if you've missed the news, on Thursday the 11th of May, the three of us are going back on stage at the Lowry and doing Sofa Cinema Club live. And we put it on sale on Friday the...
I can't remember.
It was a Friday.
It was a Friday. And, well, we were surprised at how quick they were selling, weren't we?
Yeah, basically, the stalls have virtually gone, haven't they? There's a couple dotted about. It's about... handful of tickets left in the store.
By the time this episode's out, they're gone.
They might have gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
But the dress, there's still some tickets left in the dress circle.
Yeah.
And then the gods, there's some tickets left in there as well.
But you say
they're
the
really
gods.
Good seats. Yeah.
The reason we picked this venue is because the three of us kind of scoured it out as the right place to do it, because there's no such thing as a bad seat.
Well, there's no pillars, there's no restricted view. All good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'll get up there with my microphone.
I think you will. What I've secretly asked producer Henry is if you can get up there on like a zip wire. You know, like when Peter Pan flies, they've said they've got that bit of set. So I was like, if we could use the cable and Ben could go up on the cable to see people in the third tier, that'd be great.
Yeah, so get if you were thinking about... I know it seems a bit far away, mate, but... get a ticket to avoid disappointment. £20 plus booking fee on the Lowry website, on our socials. Easy to click through from a link on that. Just go and book. You have a good night. We had a good time. We had a really good time last time, didn't we? And we're going to give a really good show, you know.
Like Ben said, now's the time to book them because we're expecting it to sell out, and it did last time and people were left disappointed. So get online now, book your tickets. And the easiest way to do that is by going to thesofacinemaclub.com/live. Right. So, what have we been up to?
I've got an animal encounter. It's a fucking big one.
Was
it's quite big.
Was it a woman with a horse's head and a man with a bull's head wrestling each other?
Yeah, it'd be amazing if it was. No. So, Monday, I'm sat at home and I'm watching... what is it? Inside Out.
Yeah.
I'm watching the film. Yeah. And all of a sudden I hear like crying, like a dog cry. So I'm like, one of the girls is trapped somewhere. So I'm looking and all of a sudden all their heads sort of like bob up and they can hear it too. And all four of them, I've got four dogs, and all four of them are with me.
Did you do the register?
Yeah. So I'm like, well, what is it? Because I can hear it, and it's really close. All of a sudden, and then I hear, like, running. Like...
in the wall.
Like that. Oh. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, what's that?
Rat attack.
I don't want to make too much noise in case whatever it is runs away, and I don't know what it was. So I remove my slippers, and I put my boots on. Right.
Hold on. Make too much noise. You've gone from slippers, which I think are quiet.
I'll tell you why.
Is this as a weapon? Is this...
no, it's not as a weapon. It's because I'm thinking what you're thinking, Cole. I'm thinking rat. And I don't want to be caught short in my slippers and he goes up my trousers legs.
Ooh, okay.
So I want to have my big, like, manly boots.
It's
on.
Like that.
Literally, I've gone 12 steps ahead.
Yeah, it's like that's the rat plan. When that's you're young, you're tall. Yeah. What do you go for? You go up the trouser leg. That's what you're aiming for. Like it's
and
a
then
known
the
thing.
Fuck.
Yeah, then awful. Fuck. Went up his trouser leg, awful. Never saw him again.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I don't want it to run up my legs.
Hold on, to do that, you've had to tuck your trousers in your boots.
In my boots, correct.
Ah, very smart.
Right. So, I do that quietly.
Yeah.
The chihuahuas have all fucking given up by this point because they heard the noise. They popped their heads up as though, what's that noise? And now they've gone back down to sleep on the heated mats.
Hang on a minute.
Your fuel bill must be big here.
Yeah, heated mats. We can't just skirt over that. Heated mats?
They've got heated mats.
What, like a heated dog bed?
Two share and two go on another.
And it's, was it like our dog does that? If you put the heated seat on, won't get out.
Yeah, no.
So they just lie on that all day?
All day. Oh. Yeah.
Roast.
They're only awake for like 9 hours a day. 2 hours. Or eight or 9 hours. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Come on,
so,
come on.
The boots are on, and I'm looking for a weapon. So I'm thinking, if I need to swing,
okay,
it's
okay.
In the fucking kitchen. I can hear the noise. So I grab an hammer. I'm thinking, I'm going big time.
God, you've just got a hammer to hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to need my boots and a hammer, please.
Yeah.
Are you always ready for an attack? It sounds like you sit there, you don't go to bed, one eye open. So you've got the hammer, the boots on, hammer was there, I'm always ready.
Yeah.
And you go into the kitchen.
I go into the kitchen and I'm quietly and I can hear where it is. It's under the kickboards, you know, in the kitchen.
I've had mice under there.
Yeah. And I'm like, right. So I get down low and as quick as a flash, I pull back a thingy. Yeah. And he scarpers. I see him, the little bastard. It's a rat. It's a rat. Big tail. Big tail. Chunky. Not the biggest rat I've seen. It's not as big as that one that climbed on my back.
Yeah.
But it's still big. And I don't care what you say. If you see a rat, you think, oh, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? You just do. Because they're fast and it's the speed.
Unless it's Daryl. Just remember that. I've got history with rodents.
Did it go to your trousers?
No, did he bollocks? He runs away and he's running back towards. And I'm thinking, where's he going? And I quit and I see massive hole, like the size of a dinner plate underneath kickboards.
Well, he hasn't made that.
So no, he hasn't.
Someone else has made that and not filled it in.
Whoever's done the water meter, the cable for the water meter, the cable's, by the way, a normal, like, phone charger cable.
The hole is massive.
But the hole is a dinner plate. So obviously it can get through. So I look, there's rat droppings. I'm like, oh God, they've been having a whale of a time. And he's obviously looking for food.
Do you think it's a restaurant?
Well, he's in the right place if he's in the kitchen, isn't he? Yeah.
All right, lads, where are you off? You know, Jack's house. Easy.
He only eats once a day. It's a right pain. You have to wait. You don't know if he's going to have breakfast, lunch or dinner. And watch out, when he puts his boots on, avoid.
He's scarpered out.
So he's gone back down his hole. So I've gone, right. So obviously I've taken pictures and I've sent them, the family, on the WhatsApp group saying, guess fucking what? Rat. So everyone freaks, don't they? They go mad. And they're like, what? What's happened? What's happened? And I'm like, I'll tell you when you get home. So they come home, I show them, and they're like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. So as a temporary solution, I stuff foil down the hole to try and block. And then I put like a paint tin on top of the foil so that, you know, you'd struggle to get through. We ring the council, ring the rat man. Rat man says, right, I'll be there tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That's a quick turnaround, isn't it? Not private. This is council, man, yeah.
You must pay for council guy, though.
Yeah, you pay for it, but it's 45 quid, and you get 3 visits from that, and he comes 3 times over the course of 3 weeks.
Well, that's good.
Anyhow, he comes in, rat man, clocks me straight off.
All right, Platty.
Oh, yeah, loves it.
You know your way around. You got your trousers inside your boots. All right, Platt.
Yeah. So he's pissing himself at the foil. And he's going, who's done this? I went, me. So he starts laughing. He says, they'll get through that.
Yeah,
I went, they'll
get
through anything. He says, they'll get through concrete.
Yeah.
He went, their nails and their teeth grow rapid, just as like I do. He says, they have to bite in order for them to break down, to regrow.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll just curl. He went, they'll just chew through anything. They'll get through. If it's a 50 pence piece, they'll get through.
Yeah.
He says, what you can't do is block the hole. You need them to come in. To take the poison away.
And then go.
And then that's what happens. And then just like, it'll just kill them all then. But yeah. So he went, cheerio, I'll be back next week.
See you, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Did he didn't mention anything about the boots and the trousers. I'd be interested to know.
No, he didn't. No, he kept bees. He says, part-time. He says, I'm a beekeeper as well. He's got 500,000 bees. Really interesting guy.
Wow.
How do you know you got 500,000? That is a good point. He starts naming them all.
Yeah, that's what he said. He says, next time he comes.
When people have got bees, you know, they don't stick those things on.
No.
You know, they just, it'd be fine.
Yeah, but that's like those fucking idiots that start knocking about with bears, don't they, in woods?
Yeah, but I think bees are pretty placid if they don't feel like getting attacked. I'm not sure a bear is.
No, but what other thing he said? Oh, he says, next time he comes, he'll bring me some honey.
Oh, great.
Bees.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be good, that.
I said, what's the biggest, like, most amount of, like, rats? What's the biggest, like, find
you've ever... He loves that question.
And, yeah, and he said... He said, we went up to this, like, house in Scotland, it was. And he said, we found 750 rats in 2 hours. Can you believe that? And he said, they were coming from everywhere. Basically, we had this digger, and they just moved the digger on the house. And he said it were like a volcano. They just exploded and ran from everywhere. And he says, we had... pest control people, like, just...
Oh, my word.
Hitting them all out the way and everything. Yeah, it was 750, he said.
I went to a rat temple.
Where? India?
India, yeah. I went to a pigeon temple, rat temple, monkey temple. And the rats, when there's loads and loads, their tails get joined up and they become this kind of huge...
Yeah, king... They have them on the tube, don't they? Yeah. Like, they call it a king rat.
They have someone who lives in the temple. It's quite a thing, actually, to witness. It's all context, isn't it? That was the thing. That they had the rats there and it actually didn't feel that bad. But then in your house, in your kitchen, I suppose, it's a bit like...
Mm. He was saying people's perception of a rat is like dirt and things like that. But he says, when you look around, look at your house, it's clean, it's fine. He says, all they're doing is just opportunists. They're just coming for food. They're not coming for, you know, anything else.
They're not coming for your willy.
Not coming for your willy up your pants so you can untuck.
That's the bit that's about the whole story that pants. I've loved is.
I fucking love it.
First off, trousers. Second off, hammer. Like you're meeting.
He's like that lad from Yorkshire, isn't he, who does the ferret. Where it, you know, when they put ferrets down their pants.
Yeah.
And see how long you can last.
How long can you put a ferret down? My record's 5 hours and 45 minutes. Did you two ever have a scene with me and Daryl?
No.
Did you actually get the rat out?
Loads.
Did you? No, I think it was you kept it in your home because you only used to come into the bistro and eat the bar snacks. But you didn't bring Daryl in.
I had him in the Rovers once because we did this story where he'd gone missing. So it was like I'd woke up one morning ready for school and I was like, Mum, where have you put Daryl? And she was like, he's in his cage and cage is open. Daryl's gone. And it was one of them where someone was off ill and they had to rewrite a story quickly put in. And this health inspector was coming to the Rovers. And obviously, where's Daryl escaped to?
Have I told the story on the podcast about Rocky? Rocky 1 that went missing? The hamster?
I think so.
Remind us.
Maybe I have. That my son had Rocky, Rocky 1. There's Rocky 1 and 2.
Isn't this quite a sad story?
Rocky 2 was a bit sad.
Oh, okay.
Rocky 1 was all right. Rocky 2 was a bit sad. Rocky 1 we had for a while and went.
What do you mean, went?
Well, when you know when your kids are young... You have the hamster, don't you? And then they think, oh, I'll take the hamster out and I'll just pet him and be with him. And then maybe I'll take him up to my room. And then they fall asleep, don't they? And Rocky was off. He was like, do-do-do-do-do, trouser leg, looking for a trouser leg. Anyway, he went and came downstairs and my son came downstairs. A bit like you, Coulson, Daryl gone. He went, Rocky's gone. I said, Rocky's gone. I said... But obviously I went to the cage was closed. And I'm like, God, he's good. He's good. How's he done that? And we had this whole thing, questioning thing. How's he got out? I don't know, Dad, I don't know. Anyway, he went for 3 weeks. And I was like, oh. And we kept getting the question. I thought, I've got to get another hamster, I'm going to have to say. And I was in the kitchen. I was cooking a hamburger. And Rocky came out. He'd lost all this weight.
Oh, he came out,
he's obviously hungry. Oh, I rescued him, put him back in the cage, fed him. But he came out from the kick plate as well. Look, for it's the way the burger brought him out. The burger smell, and he came out with
feed me.
Is it Five Guys? And it was me cooking it. Sweet. But Rocky survived for another 2 years.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
That's good. We got Nyla some goldfish. Did I tell that goldfish story?
They don't last long, do they?
First pair.
Are we talking actual goldfish or are we talking fairground goldfish?
I can't remember.
Because a fairground goldfish, you're talking a week.
If that. Well, these didn't even get past that. Because we ran out of fish food and I thought, just give them a bit of fucking bread. So I put a bit of bread in goldfish bowl. Just a little sprinkle of bread, right? And then I went off. I've gone to work.
Gone to work.
I've come back. Have you ever fed a goldfish bread? Jesus. Once they take, they fucking blow up. They do. They blow
That's
up.
That's terrible. Like it was a like it was a
once, yeah. Summer holiday.
Blow up like a balloon. I think it lasted about a weekend.
Once in the school summer holidays, we used to have a pond in the garden, yeah? And I was just playing in the garden, minding my own business, and I was playing with bubbles, and I've ran out of bubbles. So rather than going into the kitchen or to the hose, like how far I'm at the pond, I might as well just fill it up. So I've gone to fill it up and I've dropped the bubbles in the pond. Literally, I've had to go up to my dad's office. I'm like 8 years old. Something's happened.
It's always that one with kids, though, isn't it? It's something's happened. I don't know what's happened. Like when Rocky went, but the cage was closed. Well, I don't know either. And he's come down to the pond and gone, it's a complete fairy liquid.
We're talking foam over half the garden. Neighbours out going, what's happened? Don't know.
Did it have a pump in it? The pond?
Yeah, it must have done.
Must have done. Oh, dead.
No, do you know what? He rescued every single one, did Dad. He was rapid. But basically, I had these plastic drawers in my bedroom, and as a punishment, he emptied all of them onto my bed. And the plastic drawers were all over the lawn, and he just was scooping water out.
It's not punishment. He's saving the fish. I like the way you've twisted that. As a punishment, he saved the fish with my drawers. it's like as a punishment, he used a hose to put the fire out. He was saving the fish. I never forgave him for that. I'm sure he'd turn around going, you fucking arse, you put very liquid in the Were they good fish? As well, like carp.
I think it may have been the old koi carp, yeah.
Oof. They're pricey.
Yeah, they are.
But you're feeding goldfish, Jack, like they're ducks.
I just thought fish, bread.
Everyone eats bread. That's his logic.
As if a fish in the sea goes, what do you fancy? I'd love a bread.
But have you ever been abroad and you've given?
No.
I think we should try and up the mood now, do you?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
And I've got the perfect way to up the mood, because every time we have an audience choice film, we welcome a fourth member into the podcast to give us our synopsis. This week, we are joined in the studio by Angela Dara, who lives near Derby and has asked us to emphasise the fact that she lives near Derby. So I think that means she's not in Derby.
Near Derby.
She is surprised that the random generator chose her film, and she's told all of her mates to listen out for her moment of fame. And she has actually said if she was rating Inside Out, it would be a 9 out of 10. So she's clearly fond of the film. Angela, all your friends are listening. This is your moment. Welcome to the studio. Let's have your synopsis.
Hi, my name's Angela Dara, and I'm doing the synopsis this week for the film Inside Out. This film tells the story of Riley, who's a young girl who travels with her family because of her dad's job changing, and she has to leave behind friends and all of her life that she knows. Now, through her life, she has got in her head 5 key emotions: joy, sadness, fear, anger, and disgust. And each time anything happens to her, you have a little flash into her head with these 5 personalities that all react accordingly depending on what the situation is. Whilst she is moving across and getting settled in her new life, she realises that it's not quite as happy and joyful as it was in Minnesota. And it then tells the story of how her head changes, the emotions change, and along the way, understanding what's important. Hope that's great. Enjoy the film.
You said, Jack, it was going to be a hard synopsis.
Yeah.
And I just as she ended it, I was saying, get out, end it. I think teed it up.
I feel she got a strong start. And then I feel like we lost a bit of breath in the second lap.
Couple of ums and ahs, weren't
there? It wasn't as polished as what some people are. Because, I mean, listen, when we do a synopsis, us three,
yeah,
we're just having a go, aren't we? There's no prep. It's just, I'm just rolling with this. And I felt like hers, like she had a bit of an understanding, but I think she was rolling with it and I quite liked that.
Yeah. Strong start, ran out of breath for me at the end.
Angela, I know this is your moment. I know you've told your friends to listen, but it's a tough old industry, this, to crack.
Well, no, we're not mucking around. It's judges' houses. We've nipped the first bit. Where everyone's turned up.
I'd say that's possibly one of the most difficult synopsises, though, to try and tackle.
I think you'll find Everything Everywhere All at Once is a hard synopsis, isn't it? Inside Out?
Yeah.
Girl with thoughts in her head?
Yeah, but it's the thing that the main protagonist is the thoughts. It's that as well.
What would your synopsis have been, Ben?
Girl comes to terms with losing her childhood.
Well, I don't think it is it?
Fucking hell.
She has to let him bing-bong go, doesn't she? Girl comes to terms with sadness.
Just turned it into some Oscar-winning masterpiece there. You turned it into Boyhood.
Okay, she did well.
Well, thank you, Angela, for joining us. And yeah, I think you have teed it up nicely there. So, interestingly, I wonder if Angela was in the group of girls from Derby who came to the live show, because Inside Out took number one in the top five, didn't it, Jack?
Top five tearjerkers, wasn't it?
Was it number one?
Yeah.
That's what Jack had.
Oh, I forget.
You were upset because of Champ, apparently.
Champ. Come on, Champ. That is a real one at the end. Is it a tearjerker? Were you crying at the end, both of you, of Inside Out?
It's Bing Bong. It's not at the end. It's Bing Bong.
Oh, Bing Bong disappearing and go, yeah. You're going to make it this time.
Yeah.
I like Bing Bong. Favourite character, innit?
Yeah.
I don't like Happy. Gets on my nerves.
I was expecting a tearjerker. Because of what Jack had said.
No, this is his first time.
And I was expecting a tearjerker. And I text Ben and I was like, I'm going in. I'm not quite sure. And I thought it was going to ruin me. But actually, Jack, it didn't...
No. It's just that one bit.
Do you know what? That wasn't the bit that made me sad in terms of this film. The bits that got me in terms of this film was... I thought it was really clever. I don't know if this is deep. I thought it was a really clever way of showing the insides of a working brain and somebody growing up and the challenges and the shit bit of life.
Yeah, interesting. So basically, the writer-director got the idea for this film through his own life experiences.
Or his own daughter.
It's his own daughter it's sort of based on. Her growing up, going through adolescences, that type of thing, turning into a teenager. It's basically his own experience, and he had to move. He's originally from Minnesota, and he had to move from Minnesota to California to work with Pixar. So it's about him.
It's about him.
It's about him, and he's the writer-director of Monsters, Inc.
Okay.
And then he did Up, and then he did this.
Crikey, big guns.
So Pete Docter's got a fair few.
Yeah, he's done Monsters, Inc., Up, Inside Out, and then he did that Soul.
I really like that. Yes.
He did that, so he's done four films in 20 years. He's been working for him for 20 years, and he's done four films. So I was thinking, that's how long it takes to make these films. They're not something that they just churn out. It takes about 5 years for him to make one. He says, as soon as I finish one, I'm on to the next. And then you don't see anything come out for 5 years. And people are like thinking, where have you been? And it's like, dude, I've been working on this film. That's how long it takes for it to come out.
I mean, Pixar are extremely clever, aren't they? You know, we often see the Easter eggs of other films into other films. And, like, when you sometimes think about the time frames of some of them, it shows how big and long the process is of making
yeah,
one.
Exactly.
Well, even worse than the old one, in the old days, where you had to draw it by hand.
Wallace and Gromit, Play-Doh.
Look at that. Takes you ages. That would take you a long time. What are you up to, Play-Doh? Oh, Wallace and Gromit. You've rum do there. Get your iPad out.
Just think, you know, Monster House being the first ever animation.
Look how far we've come. What was amazing about Monster House is how much they fucked that up. But now we've got much better films. But I mean, I tell you what, you would, just putting into that time frame, you would be gutted if it didn't do well. You've put in 5 to 6 years. I mean, imagine if it's not absolutely tight.
But I took my daughter to see Inside Out.
Yeah.
And next year, Inside Out 2 is scheduled to be released. That would be 10 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's if it gets released then. That's if it gets finished.
Yeah.
My daughter saw it as well. She was talking about it today, actually.
Oh, she already seen it?
She saw it when she was young.
Did she like it?
Now she'd seen it. Yeah, but now she's older, it's funny how it's changed for her.
Well, this is my question for you two, because you've both got kids. So, watching this film first time, obviously, and Pixar and Disney are very good at making films for kids also relate differently for an adult viewer.
Yeah.
Now, me watching this film and seeing it as the truth of the inner workings of the human brain, is that how an adult should view it?
Yeah, it's interesting because they show little things that happens inside Riley's head that happens in everybody's head.
It's her growing up, isn't it?
How does a kid view it?
I don't know whether fully a kid gets the intricacies of the bigger theme of basically you have to interweave all emotions into your life to become an adult. You can't just have sugar. You need all of those emotions to make the it's talking about complexity of emotion, isn't it? That's what it's talking about. And as you get older, you have to work out the complexity of emotion, not just your parents or whatever. So I don't think they get that. I think they get an adventure to try and save the girl and Happy trying to get back. I think they get that element. And they get Bing Bong letting her go. And I think they get that. Do you know what I mean? But I don't think, and interestingly, Paloma talked about it and sort of rolled her eyes and went, I think now she sees it as a bit simplistic. Like, now she's older, she's going, yeah, it's not just that simple.
It's a kid's film telling that story, isn't it? And I guess it can't really delve, from my opinion, I don't think it could have delved into it much more than what I did.
No, I think you're right, Coulson.
Sort of saying, Coulson. Growing up, it's okay to be sad sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Joy's just got it in her head, inside Riley's head, that you have to be happy.
Sad is useful.
Yeah.
It can not appear. It can appear like you don't want to have that, but all the emotions have a... Like, what it shows you at the very end is all emotions have their place. So anger gets so angry, he smashes the window, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So all emotions have their place. It's understanding them all, isn't it?
And their use, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it was the first time probably an animation, apart from Monster's House, dealt with really quite significant thoughts. It goes beyond an animation into actually something that's quite significant for all of us dealing with. It reminded me of my childhood when I moved from Birmingham up to Newcastle and how I felt, you know, all those things.
Yeah.
Is it too simplistic now? Have we moved on again? Like, me and Jack were talking about kids' films 2:14. Okay, take the young Coulson watching Monster House. That seemed to you, it was obviously the first ever animation, and you were like, oh, this is amazing, it's an animation, it's about that. Then we get to Inside Out at 2:14. Now, I think we're getting to more intricate animation first, because I think Soul is another step up, isn't it?
Is Soul about dealing with grief?
Yes.
Is the jazz player, yes. Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, and I think Soul is a jump up again, isn't it? So it seems to me like what you can deal with in animation, what people are dealing with in films is sort of, it has to be a bit, look, think, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You start off with that story, and now we've got some really quite complicated themes, haven't we?
The same guy, this Pete
Doctor, he worked on Wall-E as well beforehand, wrote and directed Up, as I've said. And they're similar. I like the opening 5 minutes of Up when his wife dies.
Yes,
remember?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like, it does hit you.
There's something about animation, isn't it? Because the picture you're seeing is, especially with like Bing Bong, the picture you're seeing is quite fun, but the emotion behind it is quite sad. When he starts, his arm disappears.
Well, it's because we've all probably had at some point, either you've had an imaginary friend or you've had a friend who has had an imaginary friend. So you know that kids have them, yeah?
Yeah.
And then as you grow up, you don't have them anymore, right? And this is just an interesting thing of what actually goes on in your head? He actually gets forgotten about, and that's the end of his life. And it's quite sad, and it's something that I never thought would be interesting to see or think of, really. It was just, I thought it was really cleverly done.
Yeah.
And there really are, with animations, no rules.
No.
You know, so if you tried to do that film as, you know, a live motion film, it wouldn't work. I think the beauty of animation is that there's no rules, so you can't really go wrong. So, for example, the imaginary friend, Bing Bong, makes perfect sense. The way they show the brain and they show the core memories and they show other memories and they show dropping off a cliff, the memories that are forgotten, seeing, you know, because yes, you do forget things and you forget key moments, you know, how friendships falling.
Although I did think with this podcast, we pull back bits of our childhood into this podcast, don't we?
Mm.
So when we're in this podcast, we're in that really funny young phase, aren't we? That's what I think. Like, we pull that out of ourselves. Like, we don't really go into too much detail about whether we've had a bad week or something like that. We pull out the fun bits. So you have to be able to access those still. That's the only part of the movie I was questioning whether actually is it important to keep that inner Bing Bong, that inner part of you that was a kid. I think it is for us, because we're actors, so I think it is important to keep that inner child, or else you turn around and go, what am I doing? I'm pretending to be someone else.
And the three of us are quite, you know, the three of us are quite in tuned with the way we feel about stuff and situations anyway. So I think you kind of take, you know, you take your life experiences to kind of help you with that, don't you? Whereas I know not everybody is, but I don't know why. I'd like it might be an actor thing that we're quite socially aware of how we feel about certain stuff and how, you know, like I say, because Jack had said in my head Bing Bong dying, I thought that was going to be the thing that upset me, but it wasn't, you know. And it did upset me in the film, and it was kind of that moment and the thought process of relating that to Coulson, not necessarily, you know, in a situation moving away, but in the situation of growing up, getting older, the way you look at life changing, and, you know, you do go through some shit, and when it feels shit, it feels shit. And, you know, it was just a very interesting way of portraying it, I thought. It really was, because it shouldn't have worked, but it did, because it was animation.
I imagine it had been a difficult pitch.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, I mean, it's him basically giving the synopsis of the film, isn't it, to Disney? And, yeah.
But I suppose after a while, they've heard every story. So
you're
going to have to bring something else to the table. Maybe that's how it would. But I think you're right. Quite a risk to go, well, it's about this girl coming to terms with her emotions, and that's the animation.
I think my point just then that I didn't get across very well, I think, is I don't think it's just about a child coming to terms with her emotions. I think it's relatable probably for every age, which I think is what you were asking.
Well, it is, because it shows you what's going on in Mum's head and Dad's head, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It shows you that they've all got the same... I thought that's really cleverly done at the dinner table when she goes, try and get his attention.
Yes.
Try and give him the eye.
Yeah.
And then
it
goes into his thoughts, and all of his emotions are doing something completely different.
One's
reading the paper, one's on the phone, you know, they're all doing, and they go,
they're watching the game or something.
And they're like, she's looking at us. What does she want? What did we miss?
And Jack, you sent us a cheeky little message into our chat, and you mentioned Inside Out 2, didn't you?
Yeah, Inside Out 2 is meant to be released next year.
And are we expecting that to be Riley as 20? No, what are we expecting?
It's Riley. At the end of Inside Out, do you remember it? You see that the keyboard gets bigger, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You notice that.
And then she hits the boy stuff is coming.
And there's a big button that says puberty. And they're like, what's that? What's that word? And they're like, oh, forget it. It's not important. And obviously she's becoming like a teenager, isn't she? And I think the last line is, Riley's 13 now or something. What could possibly go wrong? Which, obviously, a lot can go wrong. A lot can go right, but a lot can go wrong. So when I watched Inside Out 1, I was really eager for Inside Out 2, and it just never came out. And it's because I've learned that they take so long to make.
I suppose also maybe they felt that it's 10 years, so it's double the time. I suppose you've got to want to write it. He's not going to want to go into number two, is he, straight away?
Oh, God, no.
Because I've spent a long time
in... I've done 5 years on this. I'm going to do something else in between, which he has.
Yeah.
He's done that Soul film.
Yeah.
And now he's gone on with this. But fair play. So it's basically Riley and the teenagers.
Well, we're just going to have our 10-year break now, and we're going to play you a little advert, and then we're going to come back and see what project we've got for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
We're back. Not come up with anything in those 10 years. Just sat, blank piece of paper, scratching my head. Ratings. Price, you can start us off this time.
He never does.
Yeah, rarity.
A rarity. I started off the film thinking it was a bit shit. I thought, this is good. I saw this with my daughter, and then it got my tit. It got my nerves. You know what I mean? And then it got out into a bit more abstract stuff. And then actually Bing Bong got me. Bing Bong got me. I wasn't expecting it, but I got a bit teary. And then at the end, actually, I thought, oh, it's really quite good. So I went to all... Not, it's not my favourite animation. I think Monster House is up there. It's probably my favourite. I preferred Soul. I thought Soul was a better film.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, I think it's
worth a watch.
I think it's worth it. I really like that. It's good. It's fine. Fine. No, I don't think fine five. I think I'm just going to go. I think it's seven.
Steady away.
Steady away.
Seven for me as well. Straight out there. Join you. Yeah, seven for me as well. I think the bit that I liked is like Jack said, that lasting note of Riley's 13. Now, what could possibly go wrong? You see all the emotions and the inner workings of the head thinking, we've got over this now. Everything's going to be okay in every single situation. And you keep seeing them. And the reality is that you're constantly learning, you're constantly developing, you're constantly getting better, you're constantly having challenges. And that was what I took from it. So maybe different to you, Ben. I wasn't that arsed when she was trying to get back into the head. I was more arsed about, I think, that second subcontents of what are we putting into the head and what do we want to kind of...
Maybe because I'd seen it before, I thought, I know this. But yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's, you've only got so far two can take you. You're going to need, I don't know, more emotions or whether I have more in there. What do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go quite big. I'm going to go 8.8.
Wowzers, big guns.
Just because, Ben, I saw this with my daughter in the cinema when she's like five, right?
Is that a key memory for you now?
It's a core memory, right?
Okay.
So I just think all the way through, I'm never bored with this film. I can always put it on and I always laugh. I laugh at Cloud Town and he goes, hey, and he goes, forget it, Jake, it's Cloud Town. Makes me laugh. There's loads of knocks to, like, you know, lava when the don't step on the floor, there's lava. It just makes me laugh all the way through it.
What are we giving it?
8.9, I think I said, didn't I?
8.8.
You gave the Deer Hunter 8.3.
I'll tell you why. I think it's very good as a Disney film. I think it's not in the nines. It's not a Toy Story, it's not a Lion King, it's not up there. But I think it just falls short, but I still think it's a very good, very good Disney film. And it's fun for all the family. The only thing it's missing is music, I think. But yeah, 8.8.
22.8, is that right?
I think that's fair.
Before we, like, move on, Bing Bong, did you two ever have an imaginary friend?
No, I didn't. I thought it was a waste of time. I couldn't be arsed.
Ben?
There was no Bing Bong running around. But I think there was too many. I had way more things going on in my machine than they did.
Nyla's got a Bing Bong, Teddy.
Oh, really?
Has she?
Yeah.
What is it? Half dolphin, half elephant.
Candy floss, isn't it?
Candy floss, yeah. Well, next week's film is to be chosen. It's me, isn't it?
Is it you, yeah?
Before we find out what I've picked for us to watch next week, Jack, you're on fire with them at the moment.
Do you think?
Netflix has gone up since you started.
The gems are on a comeback.
But I know what you're doing with gems-wise. It's not hidden anymore. It's just top one gem.
This one is quite hidden, actually, to be fair. This one is.
Okay.
This is a Sky documentary. You can also get it on Now TV. Two parts. I think they're about 90 minutes each. It's a documentary about the opioid crisis in America. Do you remember that Dope Sick?
Do you remember that? Yeah.
So the family that were behind, like, the pharmaceutical company, the Sackler family, who made billions out of opioids and everything and completely hooked the whole country on them, it's basically about them and, like, how they rose to where they were, the downfall, what opioids are doing now. Really, really good doc. I've watched one ep. I haven't watched the second one, but we all sat down as a family and got told about it. And yeah, that's really good. So that's on Sky Documentaries and also on Now TV. Crime of the Century, it's called.
Nice. Big film. I went big last time, didn't I?
But you say your choice, you go big film. Monsters House 2.
It's not. I'm kind of
steering
away from Childhood Wholesome. And I'm going big film. A film I loved. Tearjerker.
High Tension.
Oscar winner.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Coda.
Ah,
okay, great. You've not seen it,
have you, Jack?
I've seen it.
I haven't seen it, so I'll look forward to that.
It's very good. It's very, very good. I need a piss. I'm going to have to go now. I've been trying to wait for E.T., but I'm going to piss myself.
Why don't you finish this?
I can't. I'm going to piss myself.
Piss yourself and then say goodbye.
We've got Patreon to
do. Just say goodbye.
Jack, I've been holding this.
Right, you go. We'll say goodbye. Because that's the end. You go for a wee. We'll say goodbye.
It's gone now.
It's gone past the threshold.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that. It's dribbling for you.
Yeah, you're not meant to hold it. No. Look at me. Look how red I've gone.
Go for a piss. Come on.
Right. No, I'm back. I'm back. Right, I'm back. Okay, okay. I'm here to finish my job. Seeing as Ben quit, I can't go to the toilet.
Okay.
So me and Jack have got some new jobs to give out.
Oh, God, have we? Where's
yeah.
the...
Yeah, come on, you two.
What, has he put them on WhatsApp?
Yeah, no, they're on the yeah. email.
And seeing as I need to go for a wee, I'm giving out our first job, which is chief toilet cleaner, and that's going to Jim.
Jim. I ain't got them. I ain't got the...
Am I going to have to do, am I gonna right, have to
I'm
do them
give
all?
It, you do them all.
The we know that the catering hub and the canteen is quite a busy place, but recently the drinks has been brought to our attention that there's not enough drinks on choice. So we've brought in a rep to head up an old-fashioned drink called Sunny D, and that rep is Shazza D.
What?
Shazza D is our Sunny Delight rep.
What the fuck? What does she do? She just brings Sunny D.
Yeah, she's the rep for Sunny D. Shazza D.
To the studio.
Shazza yeah. D. So you'd be like, so Shazza, what does she do? She brings Sunny D in. Hi, I'm Shazza D. I work for Sunny D.
I'm Shazza. I changed my name to D.
Yeah. It's a, I mean, it's a very respectable job.
Shazza D.
She's on six figures.
Oof.
Okay. Oof. Right, another one for you, Jack. Trish Edwards.
Trish Edwards.
I've got it right. Trish Edwards.
Oh, he's back.
You know you need... Right, no, I've got one, a proper one for it. You know when you get films and you put them up on the sides of buses, the posters?
Yeah.
Trish Edwards, head of posters.
And then...
Head of posters, take it.
Take it. It's a good job.
This is a big one, and we've been umming and ahhing about whether we can do it for a while, whether we can facilitate this job. But basically, we're having a lot of parties... we're having a lot of premieres, we're doing a lot of in-house stuff, and the canteen and what we've got in the offices just really isn't cutting it. So we've decided to open our own nightclub, and we're calling our nightclub Heaven and Hell, and our general manager is Courtney Angel.
I like it.
Go for a piss.
If you want to join us on Patreon and get your name read out next week, it's really easy to do so. Simply head on over to www.patreon.com/sofacinemaclub.
I don't think anyone's going to join anymore. Going to be like, oh, I'm going to get shit jobs. What I love is when people write in with their jobs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say good night and leave Jack and Ben to tell you what Patreon's all about.
You've just done it.
He's just done it. He needs a wee. Right, Coulson's gone. Join us next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.